Good morning. If necessity is the mother of invention, then here's a mother who invented a new kind of frozen waffle.
Emily Groden, founder and CEO of Evergreen.
Evergreen now makes and sells frozen waffles because Emily,
I was pregnant with my first daughter at the time, knew I was going to need to feed her something like a frozen waffle as a working mom. So I did a little research and realized that even the better for you brands out there still had refined sugars and preservatives and artificial flavors. So I was inspired to make my own better option.
Great inspiration, but then what?
It started with an Amazon Prime order of a mini waffle iron to my house. And I played with recipes for about a year and a half.
Making waffles is one thing. Finding stores that will sell them is another.
And I took my first batch of waffles in a duffel bag. And I had another duffel bag with a toaster and some maple syrup and paper plates. And I walked into my favorite corner store in Chicago, Olivia's Market, and asked if they wanted to try some waffles. And they loved them, and they bought them on the spot.
Then, way earlier than a lot of people recommended, she applied to Whole Foods.
And much to my surprise, they accepted us as well.
The race was on to meet huge demand with the original intent intact.
We use no preservatives, no refined sugars. We flavor our waffles only with real fruits, vegetables, nuts, and spices.
Some unusual flavor combos.
We have a zucchini and carrot. We have a peanut butter and banana. We have a pumpkin and pecan.
She launched in March of 2020.
Interesting time to launch a product.
But Evergreen is now in more than 500 stores nationwide. And some lessons learned along the way?
You graduate from college, you're not done being a student. Always, always learn.
And?
I love the quote, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And you can credit that to either Wayne Gretzky or Michael Scott. Always just ask what's the worst that could happen.
Emily Groden, CEO and original waffle maker at Evergreen, which has been named one of the startups to watch in 2022 by our friends at Chicago Inno. It's National Nutty Fudge Day. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.